Hi, Georgie.
All right, how are you? Good. Can you hear us okay? Because I'm going to turn the volume up.
Okay, thank you for doing that.
No problem. You can hear us all okay?
Yep.
Okay. I don't want it looking at me. You can look at Jen.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Doug, because I'm kicking him.
Okay.
All right, meeting. What time is it?
6:10.
6:10. Roll call. Doug? Here.
Here.
Kathy?
Here.
Rini?
Yeah.
Me? Tony?
Here.
Gene?
Me, here.
Damon?
Here.
Dave G?
Here.
No, Dave Moore. And Paul?
Here.
All right. And then I sent the minutes out. Hopefully everyone had a chance to read them. I swear I'm going to be better next month.
They were fine.
Anyone have any questions about the minutes?
Nope.
Motion to approve them?
Approved.
I'm going to put Kathy down as number two. All in favor?
Yay.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Minutes of any intervening special meeting. I don't know if that counted when we met with Bob. Because I don't know if that was a quorum.
We had a quorum.
Quorum?
Yeah, because we voted on moving forward with, you know, as far as him. Well, we didn't really vote on anything. He just came to meet with us.
Right.
And then to give us the letter, which I read over, which is beautifully perfect.
Yeah, that got emailed out. All right, I'll write them up, and then next meeting we can vote them in.
Well, it goes, because Kathy, you got them too, which we'll go over when we go on those businesses. I'll go over, I'll read that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kathy, you're up.
I'm up. Okay, everybody got the P&L. And Rini and Damien, I'll send you this in the email.
Okay.
As of the end of October, we're showing a profit of $14,831, and there's $43,312 sitting in the bank as of today. I paid the property taxes a couple days ago, so that's going to come out of that. That was $4,000, so that'll come out of that $14. So we'll have that $43, so we're going to have, no, it didn't come out yet. That'll come out of that 43, 4,000. So we'll have like 39 when that clears. And also the past due is $25,882. I spoke to Caroline again about these, and we're working on the big ones. There's four of them that we're going to put, they all got liens on them, the bigger ones right now. And I'm going to go after these 390s before I get crazy busy, because I'm sure I could get those.
How hard would it be to put the address on this?
It's not hard. I just didn't have time today.
Oh, okay.
I came home. I said, I just got to print them out. I can't. Okay. But usually I do put the address.
But do you have to manually put that in?
Yeah.
What format is this?
It's in QuickBooks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
I could, you know, you could print out the whole AR. That's where it comes from. But to put in the addresses, I can see if I can customize it to make it.
Yeah, because it has lots and blocks.
Which is not a big deal, because we know who most of them are.
Well, we know who the worst offenders are.
Yeah. So I also have checks from the Liberty sale.
That was 26 Bayview.
Yep.
Perfect.
So
awesome.
I didn't put them in yet, but I got two $365 checks for what she owed and next year coming up, and then I got the $500 check.
Awesome.
Wow, love that. Whoop,
whoop. So that was...
Is that Matt Liberty?
Matt?
No, Matt didn't pay it.
Matt, somebody else. Okay.
Mother's living with him now, so Jay will probably pay his bill. He usually does every year, so I'll reach out to Jay.
That's awesome.
And I don't know what's going on with this Jeanette Simon. Her house was for sale. I mean, I guess Gene, maybe you can look if it's under contract.
Which one? Who is it?
That at the bottom, Simon Jeanette.
What address is she?
I know. She's on Bonaparte. She had the Airbnb. and then stopped it?
That's his sister-in-law's listing.
Oh, okay.
I think she's done.
She's not listed anymore? Because
Mona had said...
I think. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll check on that. But Mona had said...
Where is Mona from?
Mona's on Bonaparte. And she's came to the meeting to complain about this house.
She came...
At our last meeting, when I was here, like, okay, 2 years ago.
When we were outside. We had
she also came to paint.
She came to paint, which was nice.
Yeah, but when we had the power outage, that was that whole group that was like, what are you guys going to do about this?
He came with pitchforks.
That's so funny.
But she said that the girl, they had, now she may have it being sold by home, by owner, only because she said that they did an open house, like, within the last 2 weeks.
Hmm.
So I'll relook it up online. It didn't pop up that it came up for resale, and I have it set for Wildwood Shores right up to $2 million, so.
Hmm.
But I'll check it.
Yeah.
I have two people on payment plans, Lamont and the Drews. Which one's Lamont? He is Majay.
They're on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're on Max.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was wondering about that because she made a snide comment on Facebook, not about us, about how she pays her bills, and I'm like, I don't know about that. Any questions on the P&L or the receivables?
Not at this time.
No.
Oh, wow. We already had a $250 clubhouse rental. Nice.
That was Dave.
Thanks, Dave, for your continued business.
Anything I can do to help.
We got three more coming up.
Yeah?
Yeah?
From Dave?
Two.
No.
Two out of three.
Okay, report of standing committee chairman. Is that one of the things that doesn't exist really? Okay.
It does.
No, I wouldn't delete it because some, well, it depends again when people want to do committees, if they do. But there wasn't there people who wanted to do certain committees?
Yeah.
Well, we're difference? On the bylaws, but I've set everything, but we still haven't the people, you know, on it to.
What's the difference between a standing committee and a special committee?
So I think a standing committee would be, if you go on the bylaws with the beaches, there was somebody who, the committee for entertainment, committee for the clubhouse, this entertainment committees, all that stuff.
We had a kids
that were in the bylaws. But
oh, it was in the bylaws?
We don't do any of that anymore. That's why we probably could.
I would leave it in only because, you know, we never know where we're going to go in the future. But the other thing, the specialized committee would be like painting the clubhouse.
Yes.
You know, it's a specific deed that once it's done, it's done. A standing committee, it's an ongoing. Like,
got it.
Like with the bylaws, once we do it, it's done. It's not a standing committee because we don't, once it's finalized, it's done.
So we had a committee for Halloween where she came and she said, how come we don't do anything for Halloween? She said, well, do you want to do it? And she goes, yes. It was the McDonald's. And it was crazy. Like, what they did in here and what they did in the outside, like, it took them, like, a week. So we said, yeah, well, what do you need? And, you know, how much do you want? And we gave them, like, $100 for soda and snacks. But, like, this whole thing, it was – I wish I had the video on it. It was amazing.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool.
And then we had another Pat Peace. She used to do the children's committee. So she set up – nights where they would come and I believe they did a fishing derby, and then they
did ice cream social,
and then game night. But that, once again, because obviously the board doesn't have to do everything. If somebody comes up and says, I want to, can I do it? Yes. Let us know how much you need and then we vote on giving them the money.
And once this starts looking, I mean, it's already looking nice, we could definitely start doing stuff.
Yeah, people will want to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it looks good now, but we haven't even organized it.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Everything's still crammed in the middle here.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do with it? I mean, I don't think it matters either way.
No.
So we can leave it in and just say, report of standing committee, none, move on. Or just, we could get rid of the standing committee and just leave special committee. It doesn't really matter.
Well, I think because we have, you know, Reenie right now and you were doing the boat slips, that's a standing committee.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, like, to me, okay. there is an importance for...
The beaches are...
Yeah, the beaches are a standard, you know...
Clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, because we have to figure out... I'm sorry. I forgot to get the...
Contract.
And I had one that we used, but I can't find it.
And I left mine at home. I had two. I had St. Jude's and...
You said St. Jude's is a little convoluted.
It's 12 pages.
Yeah, we don't need that. I'll go on the Elks tonight.
Yeah. 12 pages? Well, a lot. It's nonsense.
Yeah.
But is it nonsense?
But it doesn't matter. We just need them to sign it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Ours was, our contract, I believe it left a deposit.
Yeah.
And then the rental. And I don't remember what else it had.
Well, it also goes with, you know, your basic liabilities.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, no underage drinking. You know, we can even, you know, like, if it's somebody, you know, like it says, I mean, there's things where you can go absolutely no alcohol. You know, you can rent it that you go absolutely no alcohol, and it just covers us. Now, if they bring it in.
That's true. But that's something to think about, even with the, like, do we change the rules for the people who don't live in the neighborhood?
I don't know. I mean, like, when it comes into that. We have to see how detailed we get, because if we don't ask and they don't ask, then it's moot, because we'd be like, well, we didn't say they could.
Yeah.
But then it could be, you know, our insurance might go, yeah, but you didn't say you could.
Actually, I would call them first thing in the morning.
I think that goes along like with the beaches. No alcoholic beverages at the beaches.
We all drink. Right.
Yeah. Except for, I don't drink.
But we're also members. We're not outside people. So if we do something stupid at our own beach and it's alcohol induced, it goes into, are we going to sue ourselves? And the answer is no. So this would be different if we're renting outside.
Yeah, I guess that's what I think about.
And the only thing is, I know, I think I can check with Patty Fallon over to see how Lake Shawnee does it, because they have a bar.
They have a bar.
Well, they have, you know, it's probably with the members, but they don't use it for themselves. You know, they don't rent that out because they don't have a liquor license.
No, but you're right. Like the Elks Club, but they have a liquor license.
We have a liquor license.
Yeah.
But the other thing is to go with, well, when you do a party, because see, that's what I say. We're dealing with places that can have alcohol. The church can have alcohol. So they can, I mean, they may state in it, no alcohol. Now, I've been to a lot of occasions there where there's alcohol being served. Matter of fact, they're doing a 65 Jubilee, and they're serving alcohol.
I think you're right.
I think they might have to get a permit from the town to do that.
Right.
If they're selling it, maybe.
Right, and they're selling it.
Yeah, if it's BYOB, they're selling it. Yeah. It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe, yeah. I think
that's a question that we're going to have to deal with. I mean.
Yes, definitely. We don't want to get in trouble. And then...
I'm sorry. I was going to say, has anyone contacted the insurance company?
No, I'm going to do that first thing in the morning. I'll do that first thing tomorrow.
Now,
because
can we,
before we rent any of it, we need to have our insurance company write up something, or whoever's renting it, insurance company, write up saying that we are not held responsible for anything, any liability, any accidents, or because... They leave that clubhouse and they get in an accident, they're
going to
sue us anyway.
They may want a certificate of insurance.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea to go to the insurance. I think we ask around, and because you go to the insurance, you might be opening up a can of worms. That's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, but I think we're protecting ourselves against anything. I think we need to go to the insurance company. Because if something happens, as I said, it's going to come back and bite us.
And they might tell us.
If I rent it out.
They might tell us that whoever's renting it out might have to get like an event insurance policy.
Yeah, because we rent a couple of pool nights. They're a charity group. And whenever they rent a place out, they have to get provided with a certificate of insurance to leave them.
Yeah.
Not liable for
anything. Because it's not a lot.
And it's not expensive.
Mm, it's like $50 for the day.
Right. And then it protects us, so we don't have to worry that somebody just left our building and got into an accident, because then we're covered for anything, and they're protecting themselves. Because, you know, even if we say no alcohol, they're coming in with alcohol.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If we don't address, you know, if we say no alcohol and they bring it in and they signed a contract, it's like, but we're not the police. We can't stay there the whole time.
They're breaching the contract.
They're breaching the contract.
Yeah, I think you're right.
No, you're right.
But I still think that we need to have something in writing from some, you know, I would say the insurance company protecting us against anything. Because nowadays, everybody sues over a stubbed toe.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what the insurance costs are passing it on to the person renting it anyway.
Right, but, you know, if it would go against, they would sue the person that was renting it, and they'd also add...
Everybody gets sued.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. Anybody that has anything to do with it. The board would be sued. Like, they just go after everybody. And I think that before any rentals, or any more rentals, I really think we should just get something.
Well, right now, our rentals are community people. We're not advertising it. We have not used it for, to my knowledge, for an outside event, you know, outside of the community. So I think, you know, we've got some leeway with the community for now.
But that doesn't mean that someone in the community, if somebody on, I don't know, whoever in the community, doesn't mean that we're not going to get sued. Just because they're in the community, they're not going to say, well, that person who attended the party is going to sue.
Right. No.
It's not the person that is in the community. I'm talking about someone that attended the party.
No, you're
left
right.
The area.
You're right. 100%
so
right.
Just because we're in the community doesn't mean that they're not going to sue. The person injured or whatever, or the person that got hit or whatever, it's not going to sue us. And sue them also. I mean, to get a certificate for a few dollars, I think it would be worth it, and I think that would be something we should put in the rules or whatever.
But you're going to check tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning I'll check and I'll email everybody.
Because what if somebody has a guest at one of our beaches and the guest gets drunk and drives home and kills somebody in an accident?
That's why we have no alcohol.
Okay.
What do our beaches say? Our beaches say no alcohol. Yeah. So
then we do the same thing here with signs?
No, it's in a contract.
In the contract.
Let's not ugly up the building, for God's sakes.
Because that's, it's the same thing with the beaches, with the Board of Health.
Right.
So we say no diving.
Right.
No
swimming. We don't care if you dive.
Yeah.
But if somebody gets hurt and tries to sue us, we told you that there was no diving. Mm-hmm. So the county's covered. That's all they care about. They're not going to come and enforce it. That could be the way to do it.
For now. And if somebody goes, well, we really want to bring alcohol, and I'd be like this. Well, you're signing a form that you're not.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're adults. I can't stop you from doing anything. You know, I mean, like, there's no smoking in the building. But if somebody were to light up a cigarette and one person smokes at the party and they, you know, are then asked to leave, I mean, then you have one person that smoked in here. We have no way of knowing that that rule is violated.
It's a fine line, because I remember I rented St. Jude, and I remember I was about to tell off Father George, because he was like, he was there the whole time, and he kept, and I go, what the, like, he was just like, hey, listen, make sure, and it got to the point where I'm like, I'll take care of it, but it got to the point where I think after that I never rented it again.
Yeah.
Because it was just...
Yeah, but we have a lot before we can, you know, really start renting it out, because we have, what about garbage? What about cleanup? Who's going to be responsible to open the door? So, who's going to be responsible to close this
door? So I used to do all that. I used to open the door. Since I was so close when the party was over, the hard part is having people put, even though I put signs, recycling and trash, but so, you know, the Tuesday before I would take it out. I used to do all that. All
right.
It's a pain in the ass, but...
Oh, so you're stepping up to do that? Because if we're going to rent this out, we need somebody that's going to... Because that's the whole thing.
We put that in the contract that the the recycling has to go in the recycling or whatever. And if you don't, you lose X amount. You know, if we have to separate it, we're charging for labor. Something like that.
And you know, he's probably going to charge like $40 an hour. It takes 7 hours to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just part of communication. If I can't do it, then I just say, listen, this weekend I can or whatever. But I usually can.
Yeah.
I did it before.
But we can also put the onus on the renter.
Yeah.
We're saying no alcohol. If you want to serve alcohol, prove to us that we're not liable.
I gotta take this.
So come up with a, you know, so that goes back to the whole insurance right. thing.
I'll find out tomorrow. Put it on my phone so I don't forget.
Yes, I will. All right, that was Clubhouse talk.
Do you have anything with news on the ceiling, Doug? Because I know we were talking.
John took the plans, and so he had all the measurements, so we could see what the material was going to cost. Yeah, so he's going to see what the material is going to cost, and then we'll go from there.
Well, we were here, but I don't think Reenie, Paul, or Kathy knows that we originally had talked about a drop ceiling.
Yeah.
And now, okay, so this is what I'm saying. This is a completely different ceiling.
So John Taylor, who helped paint and is actual a councilman now in town.
Not yet. He gets initiated in...
Soon. And Jamie.
Yeah.
And the, so I was talking to him about it, and he was a contractor his whole life, and he's like, why are you doing a drop ceiling? And I said, well, I kind of thought that was our only alternative from talking to different people. And then he said, no, because we can cover it with sheetrock and it'll be cheaper.
Yeah, that's a nicer look.
And it's a nicer look.
It'll look nicer
yeah.
because yeah. Then there's no seams.
So, right.
And right. we can reuse the lights we have. We can keep the ductwork that we have.
Okay. Never thought of it. I thought it would be more to do.
Yeah, I did too.
So did I.
Wow.
And what cover it? Why? I didn't hear what you were covering it with.
It's a Sunday.
What's that?
I can help you.
I didn't hear what you were going to cover
it with. Recycle
the ceiling.
I'm sorry?
What do you mean, with the drop ceiling?
It's on a Saturday.
Yeah, instead of the drop ceiling,
sheetrock.
Just the sheetrock ceiling.
No, that's cool.
Yeah. But anyway,
like what's in your house?
Sunday or something like that. I can help you.
Yeah, so a sheetrock, like in our houses.
Okay, I didn't hear what you were going to use. That's why.
Yeah, so she just he's saying just sheetrock and it'll be cheaper,
okay.
But it's a lot. It's like it's probably about 70 sheets of. Sheetrock.
A lot of work.
But somehow cheaper than a drop ceiling.
Yeah, that's why.
I know, that's crazy. That. Yeah.
I guess they'll stud it down and then go from there. Like
no, there's already studs in there. They'll just go right through. And he said he would leave what's here, which would help with the insulation.
Very good.
Yeah.
Hmm. So I guess we're at a wait and see until we get the estimate.
Now, do we get other people's estimates?
We should.
And I guess advice or.
Yeah.
Because I honestly
well,
don't
see,
think it's a good idea.
This was the. Because now that we have heat and air conditioning, so it's a controlled environment, this is the only time actually I think we had. We were able to do it.
Yeah. I think
I don't know why they didn't do it originally. Why did they put up particle board in these strips?
Maybe
somebody said to me because there was no heat.
That
so then the expanding and contracting of the joints that the spackle and tape would crack. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what they said.
But or who had access
that's
to something
no longer
cheap.
An issue.
Yeah. True.
You know, I mean, like you always
true.
Remember, if somebody goes, oh, hey, my cousin so-and-so
yeah.
can get this stuff for
yeah, we'll get
pennies on the dollar.
Board.
Yeah.
I mean, how old is this? Oh, really?
I don't
40s?
Know.
Yeah, no.
Rainy,
really?
How old would you say the ceiling in the clubhouse is?
Really?
I have no idea.
50 years?
I have no
idea. Really?
Easy.
Probably.
50
no,
years
no. Because, yeah, maybe 50, 45, 40 years
wow.
around that.
Well, what's
yeah.
50 years right now?
80?
1980?
1975. That's way more than that.
Yeah, 1975.
So more than that.
Way more than that.
Because I was born in 74.
I graduated
in 75.
Yeah. So when that's funny because when the Batman thing went out, us three are the only ones who recognize him.
I missed it. I missed it.
Because we used to watch the show.
I missed it.
That's funny.
I even got my hearing aid down. I still missed it.
All right, so I guess that's it with that.
Yeah, so let's go on to correspondence.
All right.
So Susan wants a boat slip. Okay. Wait, well, first thing is to find out what size it is. Yeah. And then once it's, we find out what size it is, and then obviously to make sure that it's insured and registered in her name, not a buddy. Because I don't know why she wants a boat slip when she's lakefront and owns a boat and keeps it at her house.
Could be that she faces being lake. She doesn't want the, I don't know. Yeah.
Weren't they complaining? I don't know, and it doesn't area?
Matter. Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
Well, we have open slips if she's got a boat that fits.
Is it too rough? Was that?
Maybe. I don't
know. Well, that's the whole thing. It yeah. is because she's made that's like it's know. Vicious over yeah. there.
Because she's on that little.
Yeah. Near. Oh, she's in the same situation.
Yeah.
She's next to Norm.
Right. No, I know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay.
So who contacts Susan to find out what size boat she has?
I mean, I'll do it.
Okay.
I could do it. I don't care. I'll send her an email if you want.
Okay, you want to do that,
Renee? Yeah, I'll handle that.
I mean, you do the boats, so that
yeah,
would
that makes
kind
yeah,
of be appropriate I'll, anyway.
Yeah,
no, I'll do that.
Okay.
That makes sense. All right, we're going to spend an hour on Kyle's email, or do we want to go to the easier stuff? So, Catalina Garcia about renting the clubhouse. So that's happening, right?
Yes.
No. Are we going to have something in writing before that?
That's this Saturday or next
Saturday?
This Saturday.
2 days.
Who's got a piece of paper blank?
I do. You really want it?
Yeah.
Oh, I do too. And also, Kathy's calling the insurance company tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
so the insurance
yeah.
company comes
it.
Back and says, mm-hmm. you're covered. And we're good.
I'm pretty sure that I'm just scared we're opening something up.
Because I don't know. At some point, they were. Or they weren't. So all those years that they rented it out.
We didn't do
was any there, was did renters have to have a special rider? Was
no.
there, like,
we didn't do
obviously.
It was, just
well, was it covered or we were just.
I'll find out tomorrow morning. We'll know it all.
Nobody cared.
We did just a contract. It was.
Now. I do have another question. Dave, are you renting this out in your name?
Yes.
Okay.
Either my name or my daughter's name would be the same thing. What's the difference?
Well,
the difference is the daughter's not 21 yet.
She's 24.
So, wow.
Yeah, but you're
24?
The...
24?
She's 24.
24?
She's 24.
Holy
and everybody at the party is going to be, yeah, like 26, 30. All her cousins are older than her.
That'd be one of those raves, isn't it?
Oh, my
what
God.
Time's this
party? Yeah,
I
like 19. But it should be in the owner's name, you know. I think, well, Kathy was...
But, yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. However,
yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, so technically that's you're the fine. Owner,
yeah,
so then it's in your name.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's
so,
sorry, six Dave, and a half I thought she was 19.
No.
Oh man, I lost a couple years.
Time goes by fast.
How old's your youngest?
She is 21.
Wow.
Get out. Oh my God. Wow.
And then they just came out with a report, which is crazy when you think about this. The average age of a homeowner to be able to afford a home in the United States now is 40.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the average home in New Jersey was 500 and something.
Oh, God, yeah.
What's May? You don't have 100 to put down?
Right? At 22?
Yeah, that's exactly what I told
my
son.
Got anything to add to that?
I said, we will not charge you rent as long as we see that every week
you're putting
and
away.
Then,
yeah, I said, because you're going to need $100,000 if
yeah,
you want to buy
I'm
a house.
I'm sure.
One, I'll sign.
Especially with 6 points on it. You know, right now, 6%. I know, unfortunately,
wow.
it's wrong. The whole system's effed up.
Need to add anything. But we can move on while we're doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
So Susan, yes, okay. Rainey's going to contact her. Dave's good to go with Catalina. 18 lines, we'll do 18 lines, and then we'll go back to Kyle. Okay. So 18 lines 18 is good, lines, right?
Oh, I printed out this his sister was the lawyer, and she did a great job because it's basically amending the deed, incorporating into the Wildwood Shores Property Owners Association, Sussex County. The addendum to the deed is made on this date, blah, blah, blah. Property information, 18 Lines Avenue, Wapakon, borough of a lot and block, blah, 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 blah. Legal description, all that pertains tract or parcel of land and premises lying, being and situated in Wapakon borough, Sussex County, New Jersey, being more particularly described as follows, which is the latitudes, blah, 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 blah. And it's basically conveying, you know, it's stating that this property is not just him doing it. The property becomes a part of the association forever and is passed. In other words, he sells the house, it's still a part of the association. She did a fantastic job. And she also puts on that as of 2025,
I gave you a bunch of them last time.
What the fee is with the $500 application fee. So this is like beautiful. I mean, like, I read it, and I was like, there wouldn't be anything that I would have changed. It is typical real estate verbiage as far as how it goes. And then we have the owner's signature, the date, and then it gets notarized. So
do we scan it and use it as a template for future?
Absolutely. Yeah,
we should make
absolutely.
A file of all of this stuff.
See who on Myra
so
wants
if anybody,
to join.
Yeah, right. Yes.
And here's the whole thing with this is that
fuck lines.
We know that Kathy
Byron Bay.
Kathy found from our lawyer that if for her to read these over at this time is $150, which that is an additional fee to the people that want to join. And I'm going to ask Bob to ask his sister if she was to charge something, what are all the county fees and everything, what would it normally cost? And then we can only use it as an approximate, because I don't know whether she's a lawyer in New Jersey or whatnot. So, I mean,
hourly.
So it goes on to it. Well, but if somebody's moving in, that could be done, incorporated with the new deed. That's why it's something that once we know, if we see a house go up for sale on Lines Avenue, where we can approach the real estate agent and give her a packet and say, look, they can come to, you know, whoever buys the house can come and meet the board, you know, before they, you know, the closing. And then if they want to process this, they can, because then it's not going to cost them any additional money.
Yeah, it's just an
addendum that gets added in through the lawyers. To it. So this is a really good blueprint, but it's a really good blueprint for every house that goes for sale on it. And I'm still going to, you know, we haven't done Bonaparte Point, because we can also invite the people who are not a part of our association on Bonaparte to become part of our association. And one of the things is no Airbnbs. They may not like our dues and whatnot, but we hold on to protect their properties. And that might be a good way to get them to come board with us too.
Are any of them not lakefront?
I don't know. I haven't.
All the ones on this.
I think it's three, right?
I don't know. I haven't done the whole thing. Kathy gave me the paperwork. I got to go back and visit it and then go to the county clerk's.
I have to visit it too.
It was like two or three.
Two. I know there was definitely two.
But they're lakefront, so they're not going to
want to. Yeah, they're not. Yeah.
They would if they don't want an Airbnb, you know. Moving forward with the community, because it's just nothing but heartache, but who knows? Look, it's free to ask people to join.
Yes. But the one is the Airbnb.
Yeah.
I think there's two others other than that, because I was kind of surprised. We have to, have to go on Bonaparte and get each address and then go to the county clerks. Because I'm still not convinced that they're not a part of our community. We've never researched it. So how do we know for sure? Unless we go back to the original deeds, so boy, isn't that some money?
Oh my god!
That's 75 years.
Yeah, back dues.
Back dues.
Will it be cash, check, or charge?
Oh well, this would go to Dave because he has to fill out his part.
What do you want me to do?
Your name, the date of the party, the start and end time. And you're going to promise you're going to be a good boy.
Of course.
He's not invited.
What to do?
Yeah, he's not.
You
have to get this place together in, what, 2 days?
They're gonna actually, she's going to come when we leave.
They're gone. Get over there.
They didn't care the way it was before.
We were the only one.
All you need is a space.
Oh, Dave, can you just add on there, no smoking, just for chips and giggles? And I don't care.
How do you spell giggles?
Smoking signs? I know you don't want to
live in
a place up with signs.
Yes, I think we should.
Yeah.
Let's just get one sign. And we'll put it.
I mean, if we even
wanted to. Here, Jen, for secretary.
We could even put it on the inside of the door or something.
Yeah, or right underneath the exit.
I mean, if we even wanted to encourage people to not throw their cigarettes on the ground, get one of those.
For the back. And I would say that's what we tell them. If anybody's going to smoke, can you please tell them to smoke in the back?
Yeah.
Well, we tell them no smoking and they'll figure it out. That they have to go outside.
Yeah, just no smoking in the building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. I don't care if they vape.
No, I think you can't. No, then you start getting into, oh no, but he's vaping. No.
The scent gets into the AC.
Well, I guess the kids today know that when it says no smoking, it means everything.
Because when you allow the vaping, then they're going to be doing, because some of it is pot, right?
Yeah, you're right. I don't know.
You gotta put goals and be specific when it comes to this generation.
Yeah, just put smoking / vaping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they don't smoke cigarettes, do they, the kids?
No.
Because they've been brainwashed their entire life. It's gonna kill you.
Well, thank God. No, but they do it worse. They vape. And that's 10 times worse. But
we don't know.
Cigarettes are $11-$12 a pack now. That's insane.
That's crazy, isn't it?
I know.
I thought it was crazy when I quit, and I think it was $20 a carton. I'm like,
$20
for $20
a carton
of cigarettes? That's crazy.
Just below $3 a pack. So there's no way I'm paying $3 too.
I'm just, so it's, well, that and when they went, and now you can't smoke at a bar. I was like, the alcohol or the cigarettes? I don't smoke anymore. I don't. That's the day I stopped smoking. I was like, no. I'm not giving up every damn vice.
All right, moving on to Kyle's email about 13 Bass Rock.
Okay, 13 Bass Rock is owned. Damon, I did, I hate the town. I put in the OPR request. She says, we don't give you mortgage information. That's by the county clerk. And I said, well, fine. Who's paying the taxes? What I discovered, and Damon, you might recognize the company's name. The company's name that's paying the mortgages is a third-party mortgage payer. And where is their name? It's CoreLogic Tax Services, LLC.
C-O-R-E?
C-O-R-E. Capital L-O-G-I-C, Tax Services, LLC. Now, the problem with that is they're hired to pay the taxes.
Oh.
I highly doubt they're going to tell me who holds the mortgage.
It's their client.
Now, Damon and I were able to find... We got it to where we found who the last person that owned the mortgage was. Damon found this. But they went out of business. And it's a dead-end trail.
Wow.
It's literally a dead-end trail. However...
And it's a reverse mortgage.
Right. But what's interesting is, and Damon, I was really wanted your input on this, but all the mortgages that I looked at that were currently on that property, it states that the primary owner of that mortgage has to be living in that house.
And this reverse mortgage?
This is why I'm asking Damon, because what I did tonight before I came, I looked up every mortgage that she had open. Every mortgage has a clause in it stating that while you have this property mortgaged, you have to live there. Hmm. So, Damon, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, like, any time I've dealt with any foreclosures or any bank-owned properties, I've never known a bank to rent the property out. Do you know of any cases of that?
No. Normally, no. If they foreclose on it and it becomes an REO, no. It's not impossible. But no, in most cases, they don't rent them out.
Okay. I do have the phone number of the caretaker. I have not called him. I just got it on Monday. And I figured I'd come to the meeting first to see, you know, whether, you know, I with the Oprah request, I was hoping that I would have gotten the name of the mortgage company, but I'm still at a dead end on that. But so I'll call the caretaker tomorrow.
Core logistics.
And basically,
services.
See if I can find out where her mail is going. So, like, if we write a letter to there, is it going? Is this woman, like, pulling the mail out of the mailbox and throwing it away?
Mm-hmm.
Who's living there? Or is the mail going somewhere? So maybe I can get the information on that, or I can ask him to go, you know, who's took over the mortgage, or who can I get that information from? And that's the best that I can do. He's my final contact. But as far as Kyle, I'll draft up a letter stating that we did go to the town, that we cannot and have not been able to locate who is responsible for the property. And, you know, I'll give him that we went to the town. I'll tell him who the LLC is, and to tell him that the only thing we can do is send correspondence, which I suggest we'll do, mm-hmm. to the house stating that by our bylaws, you have to contact us because we have to approve any rentals, which is in our bylaws, by the way. It is not just short term. they were so smart that way. We can disapprove any rental property. We can say, no, you can't rent that.
I thought they had they were allowed a year.
No, that's our shortest term to allow rental. We don't enforce it on the bylaw, but on the bylaw to rent out your property.
Would that be discrimination? If you're going after one house, you're not going after the other houses?
But nobody knows that. You know what I'm saying?
I think we're putting too much time and effort into this.
Yeah.
I think we just should tell Kyle, look, we're not that kind of HOA, and this is really a town issue.
But there's a short-term rental, so he is correct. Month-to-month is short-term.
How do we prove that they're renting it?
That's why I want to call the caretaker. The problem is what the complaint is partially true. Whether she is subletting or not, which is hearsay, she is not living there.
All right, so let's say she's a short-term rental. Who do we send the letter to say, who do we send a cease and desist letter to?
That's what I'm trying to find out. So I've said, let me make this call.
But shouldn't that be Kyle's responsibility? That shouldn't be the board's responsibility to track down who this is.
No, I see what Gene's saying. It is, if it is a short-term rental, then yeah. But the problem is, who do we send
a
cease
and
desist?
But we don't know it's a short-term.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't know.
We're in very gray waters, but as an association, we're to know who owns all of our properties. And that's another part of the legal part of, we are to have...
I think somebody should go to the surrogate office and find out who's the executor for the will. That was...
Right. I think that's the track we should stay on.
Yeah.
Because the squatter situation, who owns the property? The last when I seen evidence of a reverse mortgage, then I know if we can contact whoever that lender is, they want their property.
Yep.
If she's gone, they legally that it's their property now. So no one should own it on a reverse mortgage besides the bank that she did that deal with. Mm-hmm. If that's the that's the initial problem Gene and I had trying to discover who that was when. The bank that we came across, Gene discovered they went out of the business.
Yeah.
So they had to sell that loan. Somewhere down the line, there is a bank that now owns that loan and that reverse mortgage and would want that property.
And there's no way to publicly find this out?
Yeah, you go to
now,
the county.
All the information. Yeah, we'd have to go to higher sources because the tax assessors... It has everything leads back to the book and page number that relates to that particular reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can look up any other mortgages associated with it, but it all didn't lead to anything that would be current.
All right, so if we go to the town and look up that home and who's paying the taxes, we're going to see this court.
Mm-hmm. So I went to the town.
Doug went to the town.
Who's court? Go ahead, aren't they the owners at that point? Why are they paying the taxes? Don't they own the mortgage?
That's the most recent relevant information we got now. The CoreLogic LLC, somebody is paying.
Yeah, but that's
taxes.
Yeah, somebody's paying them. All this company.
Yeah, somebody's
does?
Right. This company
now,
just
now,
pays
I think
taxes.
Our breadcrumbs need to start there now. That's the most recent relevant information we have to go on.
Right.
That's the thread we need to pull until we get the whole, keep pulling on until we get further. Because if they're paying the taxes now, that's active. That's current.
Yes.
Somewhere, it's going to be another organization as far as a bank that's associated with them paying the taxes. If they're paying the taxes on it, they may assume that she's still alive. If it's a reverse mortgage, they're going to only do their payouts assuming that that person they did the deal with is still alive.
Oh, my God,
otherwise,
you're right. They may not know she's dead.
Right.
But somebody's
right.
making
they're
the payments.
They're claiming that property as soon as they know they'll do all the work for us.
That's true.
If we can
they
find out. So between finding out who that bank is and the estate are our two searches.
Because in theory, the estate should be paying the taxes.
Yeah.
Right, and it hasn't been transferred.
Yeah. Or the estate hired them to pay the taxes.
Right. Those are the two goals we need to focus on finding.
Yeah.
One or the other.
All right. I'm actually in Newton tomorrow, so I may shoot over to the surrogate's office.
You're going to Hyatt, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I have a doctor's appointment, so I'm going to Hyatt. And if I'm going to Hyatt, the surrogate's office is like, I can walk right up the hill to that. All right, I'll go to the surrogate's office tomorrow.
And I think I found, let me look, because I remember
okay,
I found something online.
Yeah, I will, Damon. I'll keep you right up to date.
Okay.
Dave.
We got heat in here.
Should we add on there that if the heating bill goes skyrocketing, that they have to pay for it too? Yeah. All right. So I guess we'll email Kyle and let him know that we're actively working on it.
I spoke to him.
Oh, okay.
Do you think she can have anything to do with paying them?
Somebody hired them to pay the taxes.
That's what I mean. You think she did?
No.
She could have.
No?
No, because if it's a reverse mortgage, they're paying a company. If she's did a reverse mortgage, that they would be paying the taxes because the institute is still paying the taxes at the home. So she would have nothing to do with it.
So whoever holds the mortgage wants to make sure the taxes are being paid, so it's not going to be under default because someone then could take it.
We couldn't get, you don't think the executor, do we know who he is?
I'm going to find out. I'm going to go to the surrogate's office to see if her will has been probated. If her will has not been probated, I can't get any information on it.
I think it was. I remember finding something.
All right. Well, I'm going to be at the surrogate's office, so I'll go to the surrogate's office. It's real easy to get.
He might even welcome the help. Right,
because
he might.
No, because it's going to be costing him money because we want our back dues. I really don't care who lives there. My concern is that allegedly last year they had no oil. I'm terrified that this person might end up burning the house down. Huh. And you know what? If that house goes down, the house right next door to it is going to go down with it, with just the hint of a wind. So I have more concerns of, I really don't give a shit who lives there, personally. But my point is that this is right now we don't know whether we have a potential hazard in our neighborhood. And I'm concerned about that.
What did Donegan say? What did he need to get in?
You ready? It's 2 minutes and 43 seconds.
Ooh, come on, Donegan.
No, he left me a message.
Hi, Doug. It's Bill Donegan. I yesterday at court, it continued to, geez, Christ, quarter after 20 after 4. It was crazy. But anyway, Danielle had mentioned you wanted me to give you a buzz. So I figured I, we're, of course, the we're closed today, but I figured I'd give you a buzz anyway. So that's all. Just touch your base. I did see that email. I didn't read it real closely, but I saw it. So the only thing, I will make another effort to see if I can, if there's, again, things have changed and there's someone that I could pull up on record that I could hold responsible for the property and then potentially try to go after them on a multifamily use. That's the only thing I'm able to do. You know, I don't have anything in my ordinances that would help with the squatter thing. But,
on
the chance that those two people are there in separate units, if I can prove that, and if I can have someone who I can hold responsible for the property, then we'd be in good shape. You know, I could try to do something. Right now it's the only thing that comes up public record is Helen Corey's or Charlene Sam Bagidi, whatever her name, she was going by, and of course she's not with us anymore. And I tried to go after the estate, and there was, we tried to find if it anybody filed any at the surrogate's office, when somebody passes, but there was nothing on file. So, at any rate, we'll re-up those efforts and
there you go.
See if there's anything there. But on the other thing, my home number, the problem there is that we actually don't answer the bloody thing, and it goes to voicemail. Let me give you my cell number, 973-945.
That's it. That's the gist.
Well, okay. If you
973-945-2213. 973-945-2213. Alrighty. Thanks. Take care, and we'll see you. Bye.
I don't believe he contacted the surrogate's office.
I could have sworn I found something.
It's okay. I'm going to be up there anyway. Yeah. Take me 1 second. I just got to remember to write down her name. But you know what? When it comes to this, you're right. We are investing a lot of time. I'm not concerned about the squatters. I'm concerned about what's going on a property that nobody knows what's happening. And if people are squatting, then they are violating our bylaws, and to me, it's our job to know who the fuck owns any property in our neighborhood. This is a really weird one because Damon can do it. This I've never ever run into a problem where I can't find who owns the mortgage.
Can a lawyer get that information a lot easier than we can?
No, they're gonna go the same route I'm doing. So you know what? I'm in Newton anyway. Let me just bypass that. Go there, and then I'll call the caretaker. And then I'll draft a letter and say, look, Kyle, this is the best that we can do. If you know of any, if you can find out who the hell has the note, please share the information for us and we will follow through. But you just heard, our town doesn't even know who owns the property. Now that's crazy in my mind. How can you not know on file who's responsible for that property? If it catches on fire, who the hell are you going to call?
Yeah,
I wonder. If
so, but in any event, when I talked to Kyle this evening, he said that this is the first time he's come home from work, and that there were no lights on. He said the house has always been lit up, no matter what time it is, and it was the first time that they were there. So, and I saw Bill going to that house. Yesterday or the day before.
Maybe they're pulling a, remember the squatters at Bamber's? They would always try to be quiet.
Because I talked to the police, too, and the police said that they can't do anything because they don't know who the owner is.
Right, that's
and we don't know. So they're like, we don't know if the person that's in there has permission to be in there or
right.
not.
And we don't either.
You know, he goes, but we can go take a look, but there's nothing that we can do. And why I talked to them originally was that during the storms, a tree fell, and there's wood sticking from their driveway out to the street. So we wanted to, I asked them, I want to either move it or get somebody to move it, because Kyle wanted to move it. Well, I don't want to get arrested, though, for going on somebody else's property and taking, because you'd have to cut it from their property to get rid of it in the street.
Just as an idea, if someone were to explain this situation briefly to the police, and, you know, kind of ask the police, can you do a wellness check? And whoever, you know, you speak to at the house, check their ID and put their ID in the police report. We do an open request on the police report. We get...
I don't think you do.
Then we at least know who's there.
I, first off, let's see whether the will has been probated. Because if there
if there is a will...
Wait, this is the whole thing. Yeah. If nothing's been probated and Bill's telling the truth... This just took on a whole new step, because the only thing is our best bet is the caretaker. I mean, Doug says that she gets deliveries every day. I mean, if I have to sit out,
that's what. So his wife is home now. They have young children, and she said she gets deliveries all day.
Get a picture of that.
Amazon
name and all that. Huh?
Amazon delivery?
Well, there's no car, so even food, everything has to be delivered because she has no car.
When did Charlie die?
But somebody else was saying...
I don't know that. I was going to look that up.
And I don't know. Because there are people that just do this.
Can't send an obituary.
Oh, my God. Did she die? Wait a minute. Did she really die, or did they put her in a nursing home? See, we all assume she died.
This is like a Scooby-Doo episode.
All right, let's dig her up.
She could be buried in the basement.
Well, if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Well, it could be a Bamber situation, and they're still taking care of her.
Right.
Well, this is that was one across the street from you,
you
right?
You see a new cement square.
They're gone.
Basement.
They're gone.
Wait, but...
They've been gone for a while. Years, right? Yeah.
No.
They had a good
family situation. They had to pay for it.
And a plan B. If we do the plan A, like we would just go through all of those parameters we just talked about. Go to the office, caretaker, we do all that. And then plan B, if we still hit a dead end, I don't know, what's the laws about calling for a wellness check, like what Tony was just talking about?
You can do it on anyone. I mean, I used to...
Because you have certain things, garbage piling up, the neighbors seeing the properties unattended to. You know, hazardous situation where the tree's falling and sticking out into the road, like, you know,
well, that is true. That's probable cause.
We haven't seen the owner, Charby, in a while.
So that's not out of the...
Actually, that's true, what she just said, too.
Yeah, that's what
we haven't seen her. We want to make sure nothing happened to her. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, my thing
is that's
true.
Who said?
I think Tony just said it's a great plan. Needed we get the police to show up, do an ID check,
He's right. Why wouldn't the police go? Listen, these neighbors are worried. Where is she? That's true.
So we can do.
We can even tell them that the rumor.
I'm even looking for Sharpie, and that's the thing. It's a rumor, right? Yeah.
Right.
It's a rumor that
she nobody
died.
Knows.
Nobody knows.
But think about it. It's happened before where somebody goes, hey, listen, I haven't seen him in a month. And the cops break in and they're dead for
Mimi.
A month.
The previous owner is the Mimi. The son, Kenny Olson, was in military. And there was a huge rumor around that he died. And he went into a bar and everybody was like, oh my God, we thought you died in action. So it's happened before.
The Bamber's mom. We thought the Bamber's mom.
So they did something with her and they're still getting her social security.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
So nobody knows she's dead. This little screen away still comes to the house.
That's true, too.
Well, that's it. That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, this is, like, really weird. I mean, I'll go to the service office anyway to see if anything at all has been filed. But, I mean,
if we hit a brick wall after that,
what if she didn't have a
surrogate
will?
Office and the caretaker, then I think Tony's idea is a great plan B.
Then it goes to the state.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, one way or another, the estate has to get settled.
So Jen's right. We do spend a lot of time on this, and we don't have to spend a lot of time on this. We can do the town, Bill Donegan. Don't know who the owner is. Can't help you out. But on the other side, they're members, they're neighbors, if we can help them out.
Right. No, I agree.
But ultimately,
yeah, I don't like the ghetto grass, the squatter. None of us would like that.
No, and that's it.
And she does
so
owe
he's
us.
Living across the street from that, and his wife and
how
his
much?
Small kids are looking at you know, all day, every day. None of us would want that next to us.
Right.
That sucks.
Well, I said the only other thing, if I don't get any answers from anybody, I'll just go take a lawn chair and sit in her driveway and wait for the UPS truck, and then I'm just going to take them. I'm just going to take the things, and if she comes out and says I'm going to call the police, say, oh, please do. Please do.
That's such a crazy situation, because what happens if she leaves the house, which she does, right, and somebody breaks in the house?
Somebody else can move in.
Would she call the cops?
No.
What the hell is she going to say?
She's not the owner.
So we should move in.
I'm telling you, I'm going to have the party at her house.
Yeah.
She's going to charge me cheaper.
She's going to charge you nothing.
I'm going to go out there. Hey, listen, what about 125? They're charging me 250.
And it's lakefront, too. Imagine it's
lakefront.
So in any event, though, we have a plan.
Yes, and
we'll go from there. And then, like I said, there are people that do this, like, professionally, so to speak. And if maybe the town stopped by, the police stopped by, they might have said, time to go. They may not have, but they may have.
If you were in that situation, I would hire a private investigator. If you were the neighbor that was on the side.
That's true, too.
Well, the only thing that I'm fearful of is again, the rumor that I was told, even whether Sharpie's dead or not, it's a rumor to me.
I'll double check when I get home on a computer, because sometimes the phone and the computer, and maybe Meta's mad at me right now. I don't know. So
Steve is next door. Steve and Maria.
The one that are selling
the house?
They're
selling the house.
Okay.
You know, so that's the other issue, too, is you've got...
Yeah,
Al's house for sale and Steve's house for sale.
They're $1 million homes.
One's across the street, one's next door. Nobody's buying that house with that next door to them.
Yeah.
You know, so they're also saying, can you know, everybody comes to us and they think we have way more power than we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we can try, but that's it.
I would even tell the police or the town. Like we had the special meeting with Bob.
Yeah.
We'll have a special meeting with you and we'll go over what we can do and what we can do first.
With Kyle?
Yeah.
He knows. He knows.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah.
But I think the fact of, you know, I'm in Newton anyway. And it takes less than 5 minutes for me to check to see, one, was there something? Because if they say there is nothing filed, then I can say, how do I find out if somebody's dead?
That's what I was wondering. Because that'd be the health department.
Because
right?
if or I'm in Newton, okay, and they say, you have to go over to here. I mean, I'm there.
Right.
So if she goes, there's nothing, you know, nothing's been put in. Because even when you don't have a will, you still have to probate. Because
right.
I had to probate with my brother-in-law. But the interesting thing is then I could ask her, say, well, and I'll look at her and say, we honestly don't know whether this woman's dead or alive.
Right.
And, you know, and now we're starting to get concerned because we feel there's squatters there. Yeah, I'll tell her the whole fucking story.
We haven't seen her in months. You never know.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, how long? Kyle says Sharpie's been dead a year.
So it says, how can you find out if somebody has died? It says... If somebody has died by searching online obituaries, social media, public death records.
There's public death records?
That's what it says. And cemetery databases.
Oh, I know. Find a grave. Yeah, but she's not. There's people, this is so weird, that actually will go to a cemetery and take pictures of each and every tombstone. And then they upload it.
Yeah, I actually have a girlfriend that does that. She's a historian.
Historian.
But she does them all.
A historian.
But she does them all, even new ones.
But what are they doing it for?
It's just
put on this find a grave thing.
Oh.
So they do have obituary databases and cemetery databases.
Is it through the state of New Jersey or?
I believe so.
Okay, I'll look that up.
State and county vital records offices.
Oh,
yeah.
Vital records.
So if you're
going to
be in county.
Yep. Well, I'll look online, but then I'll also go while I'm up there. Thank you. Good. Thank you, Dave.
I put my mother died in 1989, and I put her date of birth, and it came up, her obituary came up from 89.
My mother still does, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably will.
All right. Well, we got a plan on that baby.
Yeah, yeah, I found my grandfather's from 1978, because I was trying to find out something about him, and it said something about the baby. He owned Cliffside Bakery, and it was mentioned in the... I had to pay money for the full will,
yeah,
for the full obituary, Articles. But I saw enough to get what I needed.
So, yeah, with Kyle and Danielle, they were like, well, when you had that Airbnb, the short-term rental, he goes, you guys took care of that immediately. And I said, yeah, but we also knew who the owner was.
Right.
And it was.
So that's all of this is coming down to.
I know, but it took us 8 months. 9 months.
The town wants to send the summonses. They don't know who to send them to.
Yeah.
Well, you know, well, if anything, if I go there is a probated will, that's when I look at Bill Dunnigan and go, you are a flat-out liar.
All right.
You don't save texts that I send. Like, do you delete them after a while?
Never.
See if I sent you something a long time ago. Because I could have sworn I found something online.
I thought you did, too. But I'll go through the vital records.
Calling. Private detective.
Who? Oh, she's badass.
Well, I'm a dog with a bone. Okay. I'll try my best. That's all I can do on that. But at least we, you know, if we go back and we did everything, we can say we went to the surrogate's office, we went to vital records, we went to this, we went.
Right.
We don't know where else to go. I mean, if you do, I mean, like I said, when it really came to it, it was like, well, who started the rumor that she was dead? I don't even know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Was it Michelle?
Well, Michelle told me.
Right. I mean, that's it. How do we?
I don't know.
So Kyle also said that
all this time I've been going under that assumption because I thought that was the issue. My biggest I thought that was the case. My biggest issue is you've ever heard of them? Not all towns have them, but the squatters' rights laws.
No, Jesus,
yes.
They used to do that in certain areas, like Upper Bergen County had a problem with it. It was high in areas too, but it's not every place does it, but. Squatter's right. If it's an abandoned house and it's deemed abandoned and the squatter basically sets up residents there, change their post office, their postal address to there, all they have to set up is a table, chairs, and mattresses. You have to show that you can sleep there and eat there for a certain amount of time. Usually it's maybe a year or 2 years. After that, you can file for claim of ownership of the property.
That's crazy.
If there's no contesting you in that amount of time,
better hurry up.
But well, that's what I'm saying. See, that's what we know of. We don't even know if she's dead.
The first thing I thought about when I heard this. I don't know if that person knows that or is doing that.
Well, first off, we know that this person is getting deliveries there every day. And if they're coming in her name, then yes, she set up residency. She has proof that of how long packages and groceries have been delivered to that address.
Right.
So you're right. She's already established that, and it's well over 6 months because when Sharby was alive, she still had stuff delivered
is
there.
Is she getting mail there?
Well, you know what? If I stick my hand in that mailbox, you know what's going to happen. That I can't do.
Do that. Yeah, no.
And the fact of...
seeing if the mail truck is stopping there.
Well, it would, because if they don't know Sharby's dead and Sharby's she's taking the mail.
Yeah, right, you're right.
See, this is what I'm saying. That person has control of everything. Changed.
We have to see if she changed her postal address to that address. That's where that would start. And again, I don't know if a PatCon even allows this. I'd have to dig for that to see if that's the case. But that's the first thing I thought about when we were discussing this.
I can find that.
Yeah, but you know what, Damon? It's very important for us as an association.
I'll find that out.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, yes, we're putting in a lot of work, but That's
like an old school squatter's rights law thing. So I don't even know if that's still on the books here or not.
Somebody just, I talked to somebody in the morning and they just told me exactly what Damon just said. They said, you know, she can get that house eventually, right? I said, no. And he said the same thing.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. It's a really crazy thing.
But that's only if no one contests it.
Yes.
Correct.
And if it's a reverse mortgage, if they don't know Sharby's dead, the woman's set. The woman is set. There's nobody there because the reverse mortgage is paying for everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that's our first. If we can find that other what we need to out by the next step Gene's taking, then either find out either who has, the bank will do our work for us.
Right. Oh, yeah. Once if we find that out, if she's really there illegally, the bank will be. She won't even. They'll have the sheriffs there. Have the sheriffs yank her right out and lock the doors.
We find out either the bank information or the estate information. If we can contact either, otherwise, Plan B is wellness check.
Yep.
And then get the information on who's there from the police report.
If anybody's still there, you said it was dark
today.
You are also allowed by law to go through their garbage. If you wanted to see if they're, if they're throwing out whatever mail or boxes, if they're getting deliveries every day, I assume they're throwing out a lot of boxes. That would have names on end, all that.
That would be interesting.
Actually, who's going to go by there and pick up the trash? And whose house are we meeting by to go through it?
Oh, I'll pick it up. Damon, you don't even have to ask me. She gets boxes. I'll just take a bunch of boxes. And if she were to come out and say anything, I'd be like, well, who are you? You're not Charlie. Who the fuck are you?
I'll dress up as a raccoon, and then if she comes up to me, I'll just go.
No, I'll put up my blow up dinosaur. I'll waddle down with my golf cart.
Make sure you carry a knife.
Yes.
All right. Well, good, Damon. Thank you so much, and Dave Garcia for giving us a lot more information to work with. So that's a better plan, and. I'll see what I can find out tomorrow up in the county.
All right. Next, 18 lines out. We already discussed. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Unfinished business, clubhouse repairs and renting it out. We discussed that too, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. New business, 2026 homeowner dues and boat fees, newsletter and registration.
Well, this is going well. Well, I will start with, I don't feel anything should be raised this year. It's just me personally.
I agree.
I think we're good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think with what's going on with the government and everything, when we originally did the last raise, we were really looking at a five-year plan, and I'd like to stay with that. I think we kind of conveyed that to people, and I mean, look what we've done, and we've got money left over. Let's not get greedy right now. Let's let everybody enjoy another year.
What's the five-year plan?
Well, the five-year plan was when we raised it the last time, the percentage that we raised it was we were hoping that you were working so that we will not need to raise it and, let people go like a five-year increment rather than nickel and dime, because we did a larger raise when we did it instead of doing like a $5 or $10. Nice. We did like a $35 or $60 raise, and we went, and that's the same with the boats. We really raised the money. Yeah. And I feel once we get this done and rent it out, then we can focus and finally doing the docks the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this is important to get done because this benefits every single homeowner.
Yep, in every way.
And the more that we can, if we can get
the money for the club.
Yes, yeah, and we do. So we just got to finish getting the quotes.
But we can't. We don't have enough money to do anything with the docks this year coming up, correct?
Well, I mean, as far as replacement, no. But I mean, I think there's always money that we have money left that if repairs need to be done.
Well, and there is one that's broken. So one of the sections needs to be replaced.
All right, so we can get a price for that.
Yeah.
So we're not raising the boats either then, correct?
I raised a whole lot last year. We didn't raise anything last year.
We didn't raise. The only thing we raised last year was Lyons Avenue.
Yeah, but the year before we did, and I feel that the way we discussed it, and we raised it percentage wise to equal out what was done throughout everything. And I don't own a boat slip, but I'm not for raising anything right now. I mean, we're making money. We're getting the $500. You know, we're making money other ways, and I think that we need to continue to do that, and then we can do the boat slips. I think this is our money right here. This is what needs to be finished.
Yeah.
I mean, you look around here now, and it's beautiful, and we get ready. We have one last eyesore to take care of.
That would be nice.
And we're gonna get what, $750 this month. Right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, we're already spreading it out. People are getting interested, and, you know, Doug's wife really haven't
gone public with it.
Right, yeah. Doug's wife said, you know, to have a grand opening of it, to invite everybody and have it open all day and into the evening and have food and different things going on. And I think that, you know, will make a difference.
But we still need to do the ceiling. We still need to do the floor. We need to finish the kitchen.
What were your thoughts on the floor?
I was telling Doug that
cross that bridge when we get to it.
At my job, they had to put this weird type of flooring that looked horrible. So then they ran out of money, and on the second floor, it was concrete. They sanded it down and they shellacked it. I got to take video.
Oh,
it
the epoxy. Looked, oh, yeah.
No. Clear coat.
Oh.
And it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You look at it; it looks like marble. It's cement. So you can see, sometimes you can see the stones. I swear to you, I have to take videos.
Like
it looks beautiful.
Yeah, our whole
just simple.
Like
sand it down. They would come in with a buffer or a sander. They would sand it down, and then they just put a clear coat, and it looks beautiful.
Yeah,
I like the gray too. The gray is nice. I don't know what the price difference would be.
So the only difference is we did the walls kind of gray.
And they have floor epoxy too.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
So they said first you put something down to fill the cracks in that are self-leveling, and then go over top.
But that can be overlooked. I think the ceiling
definitely.
And then we're good to go.
I think we get the price from John.
Dave said,
"What, Damon?"
Dave said whatever he was talking about looks like marble.
Yes, it looked beautiful.
What was that called, Dave? I'll look it up.
It was just so they just sanded it down, and then they threw a clear coat on it. Picture a bowling ball. It looks beautiful.
Okay.
It's simple, and it looks beautiful.
Okay.
But the bottom line is we still have to pay for it.
Right.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, we're going to have to pay for. And so then we're not going to raise the dues for 5 years?
No. This was from the last time we raised it.
Okay.
Whatever year that was that we raised.
So we didn't raise it last year, but
I think we raised it the year before.
The big one was not the $35 one was not the... That was...
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
If I look at the old invoices, I can tell you what...
Yeah. Because it wasn't... We raised them once, and then we raised them a second time. And I was like, look, we got to give people a break.
I thought we raised them for repair of the dock and the clubhouse. I thought those were two of the...
That was 2 years ago, because we were at Pete's house.
Right.
Two of the reasons.
And that was a considerable... We raised it considerably. Yeah.
Well, because
how much did we raise it then?
The boats was the thing where you kind of did that chart with the analysis of that.
She did the chart.
Or Jen had done that, and whereas the dues had gone up, where everything had gone up a certain percentage, with the exception of the boats.
Right. So we adjusted the boats.
Yeah.
And that was a huge one, and then we added $30.
Yeah, we had.
I thought it was $325 to $365.
Right.
It's like $40.
Yeah, $40.
Yeah.
But that's a large increase, and it should sustain us for more than 2 years. And again, this thing with Bob, once we're done with this and we can send out letters to everybody on Lyons Avenue, we don't know who's going to want to join us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a huge right there. and Bonaparte. So, I mean, like, we could end up, if it's like a $2,500 or even $3,000 total, to say to somebody, hey, you can become part of our association and you have access to everything for a $3,000 adjustment to your mortgage or to your title. Yes or no, it's your decision. But if you're going to sell your house, this is a nice add-on you could, because we're open to, you know, if you sell it, that's, you know, then they can advertise their house with all the beaches and all the amenities that we have, which is awesome. But that was my thought. I mean, like, if you guys want to raise,
I think, you know, a few dollars.
We don't want. I don't want.
It's only going to put money in the bank for us. I mean, I would rather have a small raise every year than in 2 years have a $40 raise.
Okay,
that's true.
I think you don't. I think you don't feel it as much when it's only a few dollars. You know, a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yearly.
Because you're not going to get blowback from a short. A small increase, you will.
But if you
want a large,
if you
increase.
Get a $30 or $40, and the more money that we have in the bank, the more money that we have to do other things or for an emergency.
Okay.
I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't know.
Well, no.
Since
I mean,
we have the money to finish this.
Based on the last time that we raised,
$43,000 in there. I'm just getting the dues out.
Wait, I'm sorry. What, Damon?
Based on the last time that we raised and you know, because, you know, you hear feedback from everybody over the time we did it. And some people were yada, 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 what it's for, blah, blah, blah. So we explained that. Because I remember that was part of the ordeal last time also. Some of you were getting talked to by some of the neighbors, and we had to explain that. Did we accomplish what we told them we did that raise for? Let's complete the docks. Let's complete the clubhouse. And then once those are complete, then I agree. An incremental raise every year thereafter is a softer touch than just waiting and doing that. But I think we should at least complete what we told them the last raise was for. And then we can go ahead and start the incrementals each year after that as we feel needed.
So we did fix the docks, and yes, we haven't completed the docks or the clubhouse. But we've made progress on both.
Right.
But I know what you're saying.
We don't know what the ending cost is going to be here.
I know.
That's hard.
Yeah, so that's the difficult thing, is that we don't know how much it's going to cost. And
that's why I'm hesitant to raise the dues without knowing what this is going to cost. If we're talking about the ceiling, we need to get a price. We need to get quotes on what the ceiling is going to cost.
Yeah. And
I've got a quotes from $16,000 to $7,000.
Sheetrock,
he says, is cheaper. He said it'd probably be $7,000 or $8,000.
But no, I know.
That's just him. That's just him saying. Unless I have something in writing in my hand.
So something solid, we go from there.
And that was the first thing I asked in the beginning: is why don't we sheetrock instead of drop ceiling?
Yeah.
I thought that would modernize it.
Yeah.
It would be, I didn't know if it would be cheaper or not. So I said that also. I didn't know if the cost was more expensive or drop ceiling would be less. I thought that was the reason we were doing the drop ceiling, because it was less.
I did too.
But I agreed with the sheetrock, modernizing it, and it's just a better look. I don't know what the difference in the cost as far as the quotes you've got.
So that's the thing. We're going to have to find out. He's saying that, but we don't know if that's true. Once we get a quote, then we can go from there.
And so, how far are we from? So, in other words, we're still working on the clubhouse. The docks are complete?
No.
No.
No. Okay. So we've made progress on each.
We made progress, but neither one is complete.
Okay, and we still have money to complete.
Depends how much it is.
Kathy's saying, depending upon how much it is.
So we got to get the estimates, and then we go from there.
So do we do an incremental, like $5 raise, or do we do nothing?
I'm saying we complete the projects that we told them that we raised it for the last time, because people aren't going to forget that. and we're sticking to our word. We told them this is why we did it, and this is what we're doing with it. I think we complete them projects, and then, I mean, it could be the very next month after that. You know?
So then let's leave it as is. Yeah. Leave it as is.
For now.
I don't have
well, you know what? We have people that are opposed, and so we need to take a vote.
Right. I oppose.
So wait, hold on, you need a motion.
Yes, somebody has to make a motion.
Okay, so I make a motion that we do not raise vote slips or dues for 2026.
Can we? Okay.
But
I didn't know if you wanted to do the vote slips separately. If we wanted to do the dues first, then the vote slips, then the lines have, or if you want to do everything together. I don't care either way.
Okay.
How much are the docks going to cost?
The last time when we got it, it was $16,000.
That's what they're going to cost.
And that was all, everything brand new, but that was also 2 years ago.
That's just one beach or?
Yes, just
Pebble.
21.
Was it 21?
Was it 20? I thought it was 5 or 6.
Oh, you know what? You're right. He's right. Because it was 16. The first time we got it quoted, it was 16. You're right.
So 21. Now it's 21?
Yeah. They're in our old minutes, too, but because we had their
that's
estimates.
What?
That was doing 100% of Pebble.
No, but how many years ago?
2 years ago. That's what I said. That was 2 years ago. But they don't really change that much because the last time we got quoted $16,000 was 10 years prior to that. So, it will go up, but it's, you know, it depends on, they constantly bring out new materials.
Yeah, right, they're replacing
stuff,
the docks.
The new stuff, once we do it, it's going
to
last for a long time.
Do both beaches have to get done? Pebble and San Harbor? Docks?
Pebble.
Just Pebble. San Harbor's fine?
That's San Harbor's
the roof over. Right?
San Harbor's concrete with fingers. So they would just be
and
the
it's
fingers.
A little bit, it's way more protected than
and we do need one Pebble. Finger at San Harbor. I mean, there's a lot that needs to be done. If we
nice
raise
if
the dues and we have the money, believe me, it can get spent. But I also get that
nice.
People don't want to raise the due, you know?
Well, you got to...
The Dyer's Pebble, that has to get done. The one...
You want to finish it?
The one by my book.
But we've been piecemealing it and we've been fine.
No, mm-hmm.
Like the repair that needs to be done is not a big repair.
Doug,
but
it's,
then
it's in pieces. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so... It's not... That's not patchable anymore.
No, it needs to be replaced.
Yeah, it has to be replaced. And that
just
has
that
to
section.
Done. Just that section.
And then we have the the other boards on the top that need to be replaced.
How many homes do we have that pay dues? 163? Curious.
And then when you minus out the people who never pay the dues, you know, the high things, it comes to like 158...
Yeah.
Right. How much money do we have?
After the taxes are paid, about $38,000 we sit in the bank.
Okay. Also, we can also look at we didn't revisit it. I think I didn't bring it back up either for a few since we discussed it the last time. But making it easier to make payments, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo.
Yes.
We should have all of those ways for people to pay, all those different options, and people will pay if you make it more convenient for them, as opposed to writing a check or, you know, the old school way of doing it. Give them PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, and Zelle options. And if people
Silly's a good way, but
can
they
do
don't
it?
Do business. I went to Santander. That's when I saw you there.
We can set it up.
I agree, but that's a separate issue. Let's finish whether or not we're going to raise anything here.
I'm going off based on what they're talking about. My bad.
You had a motion.
So Gene had a motion.
Wait, what was the motion again?
Well, we
now,
were
this
deciding
is just for
what
the
motion
dues,
was.
Right?
This is just for dues.
Just for the 162 ohms. That we do not raise the annual dues for 2026.
Okay.
Right. I second it.
Damon seconds. I'll third it. So I think we have enough to finish this.
I fourth it.
I'll third it.
Fourth it?
Wait, so that was Kathy.
I'll fifth it.
You'll fifth it? Okay. I get no vote, so. Dave. I'm just here for the peanuts. That I left at home. Dave, Kathy, Paul.
Approve.
Oh, wait, Tony, that's fine. Doug.
No.
No.
Do not rate.
He's opposed.
He's opposed.
Opposed, okay.
I'll do a John McCain.
There you go.
Rudy?
I oppose also.
Damon?
Well, those...
I agree.
Oh, you are, yeah, you're right. All right. I got you.
Yeah, I second it, yeah.
Yeah.
I would just like to add that those who oppose are free to pay more dues if they
want to. I didn't hear that.
Tony said
that we're allowed to pay more.
For you're allowed to pay more.
Well, that's that. Well, yeah, that's a Republican talking point. Yeah. Well, we don't want to raise taxes, but if you want to pay more, go ahead.
We're free to pay as much dues as you want.
Out of curiosity, if you guys were to raise it, how much were you thinking about raising?
Let's say 375,
which is another 10.
Yeah.
So 163.
It's a nice bring it, it's going to bring 10. In $1,500.
Yeah, 1630. You could probably do that making with the rentals here. We could have a couple fundraisers.
I'm saying that we can do things yes. outside. Right. I mean, I
sound
really
beds,
do.
You know, charge.
I think that this is going to take off.
I think so too, because I see it online all the time.
First off, there's a lot of people that do small craft events. This building is perfect for it. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things, and I think the revenue is going to come in, and I'm telling you, every time a house goes for sale online, we're going to get more people mm-hmm. to be part of the association. I mean, we've got a beautiful footprint to work with, and...
just got to make it beautiful.
And even if we sell three homes in the neighborhood, that's $1,500 yeah. right
I mean,
there.
Exactly. Make it worth its while, you know?
Yeah,
so that's what I'm saying.
Go down to those beaches. You want nice beaches. You want
yeah.
nice, I
yeah.
want to go sit on a dock that's
yeah.
split.
Well, let me tell you right now, what Al did, and again, you know what? If we get people more interested, the more people want to volunteer, and the more volunteers. Yeah. I mean, we painted this in. I mean, like it's unbelievable.
I was when I sent out that email. I was really surprised and happy when people were like, "Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah.
My husband's a retired painter. He'll be there." And I was like, "Okay, we have people that want to do stuff."
I was here at what 10:15, 10:30. We were done by 2.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I mean,
with
like
two coats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we had 10 people.
Yeah.
No, that's good. We should do that more often.
Yeah.
Paint more often?
No. Volunteer day. Because I think you would get the people that showed up for this one mm-hmm. would come back.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And there would be more.
And they're telling going to tell their neighbors.
And the more we do it, then the more, and then all this, then it would be easier. It would go back to the way it was in the old days.
And then we do adult night and music night. Seriously, right? We start hanging out. Playing music.
I am not putting my keys in any fish bowls. I will tell you that.
No pineapples on the table.
You're no fun. Come on, Tony.
All right. Boats. Boat slips. Do we want to raise it?
No.
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 No. Oh, everybody says no for that.
That had to be
Dave. What'd she say?
Yeah, but I don't own a boat. I don't own a boat, and I still agree with. I feel that we owe it to the community to get done what we were going to get done, and the boat owners took a very large increase. And no, I don't. I don't think that.
I agree. I say leave it where it is this year.
It's still dirt cheap. Compared to any
layer. Well, look, let's
fix it up and then raise it.
That's because we have amenities.
Fix it up, make it look nice, and raise it.
Yep. Right now, we're slumlords on those docks. So we just need to do the best that we can.
Yeah.
And then once we get the money, then we're gonna
let's just concentrate on raising money this year.
Yeah.
The boardwalk.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like, oh yeah, well, I'm damn sure those boards never get fixed. No. We'll make it affordable. That's it. But I'm with Damon. We it's our job to get done the best that we can and manage our money the best that we can. And I think we have. You know,
you guys are doing amazing. Always.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. We're getting the money collected. I'm watching 43 Wildwood. It's supposed to close in December. And they're what? They're almost $2,000. So, you know, once I get on to a house that's for sale, if they own the big money, I stay on the agent and everything. So that's a beautiful thing.
Just as an idea moving forward, you know, we've been talking about redoing this and that for years now. The docks especially, if we get a solid quote on what it would cost to put in new docks, and we put together in a mailer with our newsletter for, you know, we don't have time this year to do it, but for next year and say, listen, we've been wanting as a community to redo these docks. This is what it's going to cost. This is what our dues currently bring in right now. Let's say it's $16,000 to redo the things. Can I finish, or you look like
you can, and I'll explain something.
And then put this into a newsletter and say, listen, put it to like a vote for the whole community. Would you rather we raise everyone's? Would you rather we divide this by the number of households in the community, and have a one-time fee next year to pay for this and just get it done?
A lot of people.
There are homeowners associations that do that, like. Yeah. Townhouses, if they're spending, say, $50,000 to redo, that's more than that. They will say, for the next 5 years per month, we're raising you for blah, 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 blah. But after 5 years, you're going to go back down to normal. So you could do something like that. I have examples of, you know.
Yeah, something to think about for next year.
But
for,
yeah.
Because we don't have time.
But Rainey does. Her, where she lives, they do.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Right? What's it called, Rainey? And
with the assessment.
Assessment. That's it.
You know, so yeah, so it's a, okay, this is a one-time, this is what we need to fix, this is what it's cost, divided by 153, one time.
And then you do that, though.
And then the item is done, the project is done.
It's fixed, and the dues didn't get raised, nothing got raised.
The maintenance stays the same, that doesn't change, it's a one-time thing, it's over with, you could do four payments or however you know, the board decides to do it. And it works. We have 117 units, and we only have four issues. That's pretty good.
So just for an example, let's say that the docks now are 23,000. Just to throw a number out there. So that would be divided by 153. So that's $150 each, one time.
Wow, that's not bad.
Yeah, with no dues.
That's not bad. Yeah. Not bad at all.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
I make a motion to have an assessment. Would you guys? Let's just ask with just us here. If you got a notice from the association not being a member of the board,
I don't have a vote.
Would you?
So why do I want the docks?
Yes, that's exactly true.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
I don't care if we have docks.
Yeah.
But
I don't have a boat. I'd never go down
as
there.
As a realtor, is that true? So those docks have no value to someone trying to sell their home?
Yes and no. They do because you have a potential. Where we have the problems is the type of docks that we have now. It does not accommodate the modern day boat. So you're talking a limited population, and you're talking, I have to be on a waiting list, okay? There is no, in other words, once you're on it and you got it and you're an upstanding citizen in the community, if you live here 50 years, you have a boat dock for 50 years. I could be waiting on a list forever. So, I mean, there's pros and cons to it. There's pros and cons. But as a real estate agent, oh, God, no. To say that we have two marinas along with X amount of beaches?
Yeah.
No, it's a selling point.
Well, what we could do is put something together next year. And this might be a way to get the community together to come down here and discuss it.
Yeah,
and I would say in a newsletter to say, hey, look, these are the
things
that we're going to
have a community-wide discussion on this, and this is one of the ideas, doing an assessment to redo the docks. Some of the members of the board are for it, some are against. We want to know what the general consensus is in the community, so we're going to have a meeting at the clubhouse. We set a date.
We did that once. We sent out a vote, didn't we? We did. We did that once.
For what?
I can't remember. Do you remember that? We asked everybody's opinion. You don't remember that?
No, that was. I don't remember that.
Might have been.
That was two things. One was Doug wanted to sell Bass Rock and the clubhouse.
Right.
Doug wants to sell everything.
You told me you wanted to sell it, and then when I did it, they all wanted to kill me.
Yeah. We did the vote at the barbecue where you had the board down there and people were.
I think I said emails.
So back with the
Susan had that board and everything.
With the assessment. If we're going to redo the docks, we're doing them to accommodate any size boat.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
So that it's, you know, that you have to have this size boat and that. No, you can have any size boat to put in there. If we decided to do the docks, that's what we're going
to
do.
But the problem still comes back to what Damon said.
So you got 20 docks, 153 members.
Right.
So you have 133 members saying, we don't use them, why do we need to pay anything?
But then again, we
pay school tax. How many of us have kids in the school system? Yeah, right. You do it because it's for the good of the community.
I would think that most of the neighbors are going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially...
they definitely would.
Most of the
neighbors don't want period. Mm-hmm.
If you see the amount of neighbors who really use the beach...
No, they want nothing.
Right? It's a handful. It's a handful. They don't appreciate it as much as we do who were down there all the time. Most of the members don't even go down.
This is just something to think about, moving forward over the next year.
That's a good idea.
And it doesn't have to be so formal. It could be, hey guys, listen, we're going to hang out at the clubhouse. We just want to talk, right? Whoever wants to come down, it could be something easy like that. It doesn't have to be,
But shouldn't this be like a board decision if we start getting different opinions and whatnot? Because we're in charge of running the day-to-day operations and to see what we need.
That doesn't mean you can't ask for their opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to get the no's, but you shouldn't. Our job is to maintain the property for the association. So this is basically a maintenance issue on the docks because it can become dangerous. You see Pebble Beach, with all their docks. It's a maintenance issue. It's not like you're doing something to make it pretty.
Well, the only thing I would say on this, if we were to do an assessment like that, I think we need to take in consideration with people with multiple properties that are just empty lots. And I don't feel that they should pay, like if it was 150, that they should be paying...
If Doug can afford his man cave, he can afford a second assessment.
I'm not thinking of Doug, but I'm thinking of other people that I know that are barely able to do what they have with it because they didn't realize, it was afterthought of like, oh shit, I have to pay two sets of dues. And I feel that if we were to move forward with something like that, I think we need to go with... it's per household, whatever they own. So I just don't feel it would be right for somebody who doesn't even have a boat slip or may never want a boat slip to pay double than what I am or anybody else. I mean, I know what the rules are, but I think, with this, we can make our own.
What if we open up?
There's only three of us.
What if we open up another bank account?
Dave, you.
And Mike Mikotic.
Mike Mikotic, Al. Yeah, see, okay. There are more.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So it's like that, but
But that's part of the deal of you owning that property.
No, I know, but I'm just my. Just
I guess
my,
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
I don't think legally we could do that. Because each property is separate.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm just saying that I just feel bad.
If their deed is separate, they're right.
But
here's one thing we're leaving out also. As far as where the benefit, one of the benefits of buying in Wildwood Shores, same as if you're buying in one of the other communities that has it, as opposed to the ones that don't, our beach access, our dock access, the things that we have here, So by spending money to expand them, renovate them, or better them, I agree with Rini, that is a board decision. We make the decision that's best for the community.
Yeah.
But also, you do get property value from the options. You get a benefit to your property value from the fact that we have options that are not available everywhere else in the town. That makes us also unique in that aspect, and also adds to our property value. The four beaches, the clubhouse, the dock space, things that you can't get anywhere else is what also increases the, you know, other people's options and our property values of them wanting to be there, the desirability of wanting to come to Wildwood Shores.
Yes.
So that's an aspect that they do for every single household that belongs to this, that gets to, that have, that has that kind of access or whatever in their deed, also benefits from that in their property value, whether they know it or not.
In any case, I don't think, I mean, this isn't in the decision to make tonight.
Yeah, no, that was just something we threw out there.
But what if we opened up another bank account and then any money that we make from the rentals throw in there so we could show people if the time comes, like keep it in there just for the boat slip project, and then we could show them. You know, we could try and raise extra money.
Yeah. With a beach account, remember?
We want to have we're supposed to.
It'll be in the P&L. It'll be in there.
We're supposed to keep track of it on paper,
so it's in a separate account.
It's not like we're going crazy with other money, you know what I mean?
Which, by the way, did you check if we're in a high yield?
Oh, you know what I want to talk to you about? That website we paid for, that one I gave you a check for, it's in the twice. They automatically debited the account, $89.24.
They charged what?
They debited the account. Real something? It came out
Real Max Office?
Yeah, it came out of the check.
It's an automatic charge.
I printed it out, and I was going to bring it tonight, and I forgot it.
Because they charged me.
Well, then
that's
we overpaid them.
Yeah.
I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Because it's right out of checking account. Like, they automatically took it out.
Okay.
And then...
Check on...
Yeah, because I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Same amount of money.
And then I saw that they... So if you paid them and they took it out, they got the money twice.
Okay. Yeah. I'll double check.
But I'll send
that
to you.
Can you write that down?
I'll send it to you so you have a copy of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So where are we at with the boats? No?
No. Increase, I guess.
No increase. Right.
Do we need a motion?
We don't need to do anything.
Do not raise to 2026. That covers everything.
Wait. Lines Avenue, our favorite.
What?
So Lines Avenue, because Paul doesn't know. So Lines Avenue, they were here before Wildwood Shores was. So I guess, and correct me if I'm wrong, when Wildwood Shores bought all these properties, they bought the sand harbor that was existing with it.
Okay.
So the people that live on Lines Avenue have access to sand harbor, but they're not members.
Oh, I ran into that too. I was down there when a family came.
Yeah, so they're not members, but they have access, you know, obviously if they pay like everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
So they're a separate entity from us.
How many?
10.
Really? How many? Wow.
Is that right, Rainey? 10 people from Lines?
I don't remember the
number. That sounds about right. But soon to be down to 9.
Yeah. Right. One less now.
Yeah.
Almost.
And nobody else wants to join? No.
We haven't tried yet.
Bob's our test pilot, so that we know, so that if we do a letter to them, we have basic monetary what it would cost if they wanted to...
Join.
Does that include Cindy?
Sure.
Cindy. That's what I'm trying to think. So it would be Kenny, Kamal's a member. Kenny, Insco.
Larkin.
Larkin. Leander.
Man.
Connolly.
Who's that?
Man. Martha Man.
Martha.
Connolly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else. So there's not that many. I thought there was.
No,
10.
There's not.
No, there's more. You're looking at the ones that use the beach.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm just talking about people that are already existing.
Right.
Because those are the ones that we're going to be raising. If we raise it.
You wear sweatpants.
I'm comfortable.
They're not blue. They're not denim.
They're gray.
Feeling okay? You feeling all right?
I feel great.
Something's not right
in the world. I'm starting to feel like an Aerosmith smog coming on.
Good.
Oh, yeah, and his shirt's green.
You change your uniform, Doug.
Yeah, you know. Just got to change things up every once in a while.
Got to keep them on their toes, man.
Exactly. So what are we saying online, Zab? I mean, we did. I would love to raise it on them, but we really stopped them last year.
Yeah, I don't think we should leave them alone.
I think there's still some buttholes hurting.
Yeah. You lost the friendship.
I lost a 25-year friendship.
Wow. Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Over us raising a dude?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Won't talk to me. I mean, he does, but we're not really friends anymore. And it's sad, but I was just like, you know.
Wow. He's giving you funny vibes now?
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is.
Okay.
That sucks. All right,
so we're not raising.
This stuff gets serious.
Well, my case can be easy because I'm just him.
I didn't know what you guys went through. I'm still new to this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh man, the sacrifice, man! I look at you guys even greater than.
Okay.
So leave them as is this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything stays the same.
And I'll update the forms that me and Kathy worked on. I guess last year.
Yeah.
I'll just change the date, and if there's anything else to change, let me know. Okay. I'll update it. I'll send it.
We just got
to
change
dates. I guess.
Yeah, just send me one and I'll get them out, hopefully.
And I'll post them to the website so they can be electronic if they want.
But the online paying, I agree with Dana.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm
going
to find out about that. I got to look at Venmo because I know the 1099Ks are coming out. You go through Venmo and it's okay if we get it with that. It doesn't matter. Or you could do PayPal too. And if there's a service charge, you can add it onto there.
You have to tell them to pay us the right way. Pay as a friend or instead of a business. And you don't get charged that.
Hey, we have one other elephant.
But I'll look into Venmo and stuff, so. Just see.
Yeah, cash.
Kathy, last.
What?
Nope.
No, last year when you sent everything out, did you send out the boat letter also about the rules
boat
and all
letter.
That?
Yeah, I did.
You did.
Yep.
Okay. So I didn't know.
Yeah, that'll go out
I didn't
too.
Have anything.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh shoot! The other thing we didn't discuss—we no longer have a president.
That was just what I was going to say.
I nominate Doug.
Doug.
Yep.
Yeah, Doug.
Congratulations, Doug.
And now who's going to be VP?
Vice president.
Uh-huh. Somebody's got to take your spot. Doug.
Doug.
Jean.
What?
Very knowledgeable woman. I believe Jean deserves that position.
Well,
is that funny? I was thinking
who
the same
thing. If you would have wanted.
First.
I was thinking the same
Can we
thing.
Give it to you?
That's what I was telling my husband.
Yeah,
you should.
She has brought so much knowledge.
Yeah.
Yes.
You do so much hard work.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah. You and Doug work together. He doesn't
right.
hang up
yeah,
on
you.
You
know what I will?
Do.
Doug and I work well together. We get drunk and we talk to each other.
Good.
Congratulations.
Right. Congrats. Congrats.
We dated.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
No, I'm just kidding.
Here, he is.
I am so not putting that in the media.
It's on the recording.
No, Doug and I never dated. I'm considerably older than Doug. Like a lot older.
Oh, please. No, remember we had the first date. But then we never got the second date.
No, we didn't.
Because that came with expectations.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is
wait, let's finish the meeting so we can hear more about this. Are we done with the meeting?
You gotta remember
no, we got the newsletter. Newsletter.
Should I mute this?
Take the kids out of the room.
Oh, man.
Newsletter. I guess we need to thank Peter.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Who's going to do the newsletter?
Jen, because she's really good at that.
I know, I agree.
Yeah, but yeah. I would take...
I really don't have the time.
I would take Kathy's email and just put it in there.
Yeah. Kathy, like after Kathy wrote that, I didn't even know what to say. Right, I just walked on like she said everything.
Yeah, ditto.
Oh, and then to thank Al.
Yeah.
I can send you a copy of the newsletter in Word and...
Yeah,
because that's what I used to do, just go over it.
Yeah, would it be nice to send Pete something?
Yeah.
But what?
Gold watch?
I don't know. He has everything.
Where's he like? Does he like to eat anywhere? Like the beacon or something?
I don't know. Have you seen him? I don't know.
I don't know health-wise.
I never see him go out anymore.
That's what I was going to say. I
see more and more people over there besides the kids that are living there.
Actually, you know what?
Daughter's there a lot. I saw somebody bring groceries this morning.
That may be a good idea to go over together and shake his hand and give him a hug and tell him thank
that's
you.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. That would be better.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Make sure he knows you're coming.
Yeah.
You could bring pizza or bring Pete. Or sandwiches.
Yeah,
you know.
Or we could even bring Pete here.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So why don't you meet? Can you meet us here?
I don't know.
Just
how
one last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that
that's
would
a good idea.
How he feels.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a real good idea.
Yeah.
Man. Okay.
He's gonna make the cake. We'll get a cake.
Oh, that's a good idea.
A little cake.
And Doug, did we have a list of people that? Yeah. Did we? I know, which is amazing. Did we have a list of people that volunteered for painting?
Yeah. Jen, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if there was any people that came without telling me they were coming. I'll send out the list of what I have, and then if you guys remembered anybody else.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for the painters. Oh, yeah, Al, definitely. Al family.
Yeah, what they did down Clearwater Beach was amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, it's, I mean, like, they cleaned it up, like, painted everything.
Wow.
They power washed everything. It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. So that's the nice. Dream for every other.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's nice to go to a place like that, be able to.
But it was all volunteers.
And it's still not done.
Yeah, but
it looks great.
Yeah, but the thing is they volunteered.
Yeah. Right.
So it wasn't us paying somebody to do this. They volunteered, and it was because they want to use it. And they didn't want to bring their family and friends with it looking the way it was.
Yeah.
So they said, well, then we'll do it. And they did a beautiful job.
And they painted it the old Wildwood Shores blue instead of the new Wildwood Shores gray.
Yeah.
Okay. Productive meeting.
And what are registrations? Or is, you mean just like the, this?
The forms, I think, right?
The forms.
Yeah, the forms. That's
which
tone?
Yeah. So that's part of everything. I'll update the. There's two sets because there's a line set of the models.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
On the newsletter, we're going to do like a little write up about the clubhouse and put like pictures before and after pictures. I think two things to highlight on there is the before and after pictures of Clearwater Beach. I think you have them. If you can get them to Jen, because I think if
do
we
you
put
have them.
He might.
I have some pictures.
Oh, yeah, he's got. Yeah. You have drone too.
But I think to take some still shots and put it in, because now we were saying we're not raising the dues issue, but we can show that, you know, look, we're
but
working
we did
on
this.
It.
He's right.
We've got this going, and I think it's a good thing to say.
Yeah, we did not raise the dues, but we did accomplish some projects.
Yeah.
We want to thank the following volunteers.
Yeah.
Blah 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 blah.
And to say, if we, you know. When does the newsletter go out? Just out of curiosity.
It usually goes out the invoices. In December, but the invoices will be dated January 1st.
Okay. Because
I made a mistake of dating December and my P&L was shot. It looked like all this money was in 1 year.
I mean, what the reason is like if we can put like a date in January or February to say, hey, we're going to have an open house at the clubhouse, mm-hmm. or stay tuned for an open house at the clubhouse so that everybody can see what everything's going on. But I think we really should feature the clubhouse, what we've done to that one beach. And then this way, the people that are going to come and bitch to say, oh, well, what about Pebble? Say, well, you know, yeah. Would you like to volunteer? Because we'll work right by you. But, you know, that's what happened. That's what happened here. That's what happened over there. And I think that more people will get involved.
It would be nice, actually, if we could get this up and running by the Super Bowl, because we could probably have a Super Bowl party here in the neighborhood.
True.
Oh, that'd be
and
cool.
Then we do the easy...
Can you get that Bad Bunny?
Yeah. No, but if we did a Super Bowl party and some recordings of betting blocks and do like a 50-50, where 50% goes into finishing repairs and whatnot, and 50 goes to winners.
And we do the potluck so we don't spend money.
No, potluck dinners, that's the best.
What's it entail to get a, do you know, for a permit for... A 50-50 or something like that.
You got
to
get a gaming license.
No, first off,
it's not a lot.
First off, if we're doing it in-house,
just keep it on down low.
We don't say anything. I mean, but we couldn't do it if we were going to have outside people in.
Yeah. I mean, we do for the Blue Knights all the time. We never get anything.
We had a situation, though.
Oh, we did?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Right, Rainey? Do you want to explain?
I don't remember.
Oh, I thought you said, so at one of the block, it wasn't a block party back then. It was the end of the summer party, and they wanted to do a 50-50, and one of the members was going to call the police if
one
they did it without a permit.
What? On us.
Yeah, but I mean, my God, the bars all have the Super Bowl blocks. Right. I mean, come on.
No, I'm saying for this, it's fine. Yeah. If we wanted to do it community-wide, which we should... And get the license, and then mail it like that the St. Teresa's one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you mail everybody gets it sent out, and then you can put in if you want to, and blah blah blah.
But it would be fun to have a Super Bowl party.
Mm-hmm.
We have to steal somebody's Wi-Fi.
Extender, I guess.
Huh?
We have an extender.
It's hooked up.
Not yet.
Does yours reach you?
No. Because
and if we're going to have a Super Bowl party, we probably should have a television.
Did you say somebody was going to donate?
I thought we have six of them somewhere.
The last time I talked to him, he said that he didn't know because they were older TVs.
Oh, yeah, we don't want old.
Yeah, I have a projector.
Exactly,
so if you have the game, if you have the game off the computer or phone or whatever, you can run it right on these walls.
What are the chances the Jets going to the Super Bowl?
They're on right now.
I would say
good.
I'm a Jet fan.
Okay.
Me too.
We all set?
We're all set.
Yeah.
With your gavel.
Meeting adjourned. Does somebody
motion?
I'll motion.
Second. Third.
I'll motion.
Are you okay with not being able to vote? Because I know that was your main concern. You want to switch roles? Because I don't care. Wait, if you want to switch roles, I'll switch roles because if voting's important to you, I don't care about that.
He's got the tiebreaker.
I'll stay if you can.
Okay.
We'll say it like this for now. But yes. Yeah.
Right. But you told me that was the one thing that why you didn't want.
You're not going to have a vote.
Only if
I can't make a motion.
Wow.
Just repeat the paper. I'm your buddy, man. Just tell me what